Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A couple times in recent weeks, I've seen a dish on the cooking shows that captures my imagination. It's called porchetta, and yes, it's an Italian specialty. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I understand you're a big fan of this dish.
Yeah, it's a really cool dish. Sort of originated, you know, in Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, you know, unless you've been there and you've only had it here, you probably haven't had like the real version, which is pretty interesting. And I didn't even know about it until I recently started to do some more research. But basically, this is made with a whole pork belly. And you definitely want the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know, stuffed, rolled and tied and roasted. I mean, it would be sort of like the short of it.
Right.
And then interesting enough, traditionally it's sliced and served as a sandwich.
Oh, really?
All over, you know, central Italy, you'll find the porchetta sandwich, you know, just in between two thick crusty pieces of bread. And I think that's kind of where we've started to do some changes. Because let me tell you the basic thing. Actually, it's a super simple recipe. You just get a beautiful pork belly with the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And you only need three things, really four things. Rosemary.
Right.
Garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Fennel pollen.
Oh, my.
And black pepper.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I think we've lost our way. I don't know if anyone even uses fennel pollen in this country anymore when they make it, but it's actually just on the inside dusted with these herbs and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And you roll it up and you tie it and you roast it in a very hot oven until you get the skin super crispy on the outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, again, you let it rest and slice it.
Yeah.
If you make this version, it's really cool. And just a little, you know, aside, it is hard to find fennel pollen. Obviously, that's something you might want to peek online for.
Sure.
But and it's not inexpensive, unfortunately, over mm-hmm. here. But what I think a lot of people are used to with this is being stuffed with other things. Like I've seen it stuffed with, you know, cooked broccoli rabe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it almost done as if it were like an inside out version of a beef Wellington.
Oh.
People are putting prosciutto, mushroom duck sel, these types of things. But I think the thing is you just need to find a good piece of pork belly. And I think you can just go ahead and stuff it with whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then just get yourself some good butcher's twine, because you do have to sort of tie this thing, you know, every 2 inches or so all the way down get it to hold this beautiful shape.
Yeah. Now, when I saw it on TV, they didn't make a sandwich out of it. They just kind of finished it. That was about it.
Is this? Yeah. Yeah. It also gets chopped up and mixed with peppers a lot of times in, mm-hmm. in Italy. But yeah, we tend to look at it as like a real entree.
Mm-hmm. The fennel pollen, is that kind of a powder?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really intense. And you can try to like shave fresh fennel and blanch it and use that. But it is a completely, completely different experience when you do it. The fennel pollen, it's I actually keep it around. I sprinkle it on things all the time.
How
it's
about
really
that?
Sort of a handy little spice to have in your spice cabinet.
Well, Jerry, thanks for this. We'll put it all on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.